Searchers continue looking for a seal hunter who went missing off the coast of Nutok last month. 18 miles west of Nutok, an Arctic Cat snow machine sits by the shore. Two tents sit beside it, one for storing equipment and the other for searchers to sleep in. The snow machine belongs to 59-year-old Tom John, who was last seen leaving Nutok for a seal hunt on March 26, towing his new red and yellow fiberglass single-person kayak. Neither John nor his kayak have been seen since. Tom John grew up seal hunting, and his friends say he may be the last hunter to use a kayak to go after the animals. He learned the traditional method from his father, and despite newer technology, John continued using a canvas-covered wooden-framed kayak. John Andy, Nutok Search and Rescue Coordinator and Tom John's friend, says it's the kind of kayak you would see from the 1960s in a museum, the kind that replaced the traditional sealskin kayaks. But on March 26th, the last day John was seen, John Andy says the hunter didn't take his canvas one. Instead, for the first time, Tom John took a new fiberglass kayak to sea.
Do you think it was because he used a new kayak that he got lost?
That question I don't know. That could be possible.
Currently, 15 volunteers from Tununak, Nightmute, and Nutok are at the search camp, leaving with the outgoing tides to look for the missing hunter. Day after day, they're dragging hooks along the ocean bottom, prodding it with poles, and screening its depths with sonar. Dozens of volunteers from surrounding communities have helped with the search. For the first 2 days, the Civil Air Patrol, U.S. Coast Guard, and state troopers looked as well. Earlier this week, a trooper came out for a day to search with an underwater camera. The day John left to go hunting was beautiful. Sunny, clear, calm waters. John Andy called the hunter a good hunter, a family provider. But the Bering Sea can overpower even the most experienced hunters.
We are told never to challenge the Bering Sea. Never underestimate the Bering Sea. Respect for the ocean, respect for the land. That's what we are taught by our elders.
Search and Rescue Coordinator Andy says the searchers are tired and stressed, but they're not giving up. They've gone out every day since Tom John was discovered missing, and they'll only stop when they find him, or when his wife and mother say it's over.
Do you still have hope that you'll find him?
That's the only way we are going, with hope.
The group is collecting donations of cash, fuel, and food to keep the search going. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.